Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 5th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Perplexity ships personal computer on Windows. Windows adds local speech. Bots now outnumber humans. AI worm learns and spreads. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Perplexity is rolling out Windows support for its personal computer AI agent. Running directly on a user's machine, the persistent agent links local files, native apps, and web services, and automatically selects from over 20 AI models for different tasks. It can run continuously to handle background workflows like reporting, data prep, or sorting folders, and combines local processing with cloud resources so work stays local when appropriate. Perplexity already added Office add-ins for Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, and a Teams integration. The Windows rollout begins for paying Max and Enterprise Max customers. Organizations should review data processing contracts and standard contractual clauses for privacy. Microsoft is expanding Windows AI APIs so more Windows 11 PCs can run local AI without the cloud, and it is introducing a speech recognition API that turns speech into text on the device. The new API handles real-time and batch transcription from a microphone, audio stream, or audio files, and runs without an internet connection. Microsoft says uses include dictation, automatic captions, transcripts, and accessibility tools. The public preview supports English only for now. The update also broadens hardware support beyond Copilot Plus PCs with NPUs to include CPUs and suitable GPUs, and Windows downloads models only when an app requests them.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
Bot traffic now exceeds human web traffic, according to Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince. He says he expected that tipping point by the end of 2027, but the rapid rise of AI agents pushed the moment forward and the change unfolded in recent months. The underlying numbers remain somewhat imprecise, Prince adds, yet the trend is unmistakable. He treats the labels bot, crawler, and agent as essentially the same, differing only by tone. A practical consequence, he foresees, is a pay-to-crawl economy, with protocols and infrastructure being developed. Cloudflare launched a platform last summer that lets sites gate and charge AI crawlers, but it has not yet caught on. IT researchers developed an AI worm that tailors attacks to each device it encounters. It runs large language models on infected machines to analyze targets, craft exploits, and propagate. In isolated trials on 33 Linux, Windows, and IoT devices over 7 days, it found about one-third of vulnerabilities, escalated privileges on one-quarter of machines, and spread to 20% of devices. The team reports the worm attacked 75% of the network and replicated across two-thirds. It generated exploits for vulnerabilities disclosed in the year 2026, beyond the model's training cutoff, and bypassed security checks. Researchers warn this demonstrates malware that can adapt and evolve.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.